So the Instagram reel that I put up today was about the little spreadsheet where I keep track of did I squat today or did I track my macros today or did I hit my macro target for today? And the importance of that, and there's a couple of things that I think about because what I want to do is, number one, really figure out what is the outcome I'm looking for. So for me, it's going to be I want to get as lean as possible, and I also want to get as strong as possible. And specifics for both of those are for being lean is, I want to be, it's not a number because those are, to me, that's not a, it's just, is that a helpful tool? Oh, I'm X percent body fat. Because you don't really know. What we actually care about is how do I look in the mirror? And so there's a benchmark of where I want to be because I've seen it, and that's what I'm going for. That's the specific of it, right? Like abs, ripped abs, etc. Strength-wise, the goal was to squat every day to possibly hit a 400-pound squat in a year. And a 200-pound overhead press in a year, and so those are like the specifics. It's not, it doesn't really matter if it hits those things on the dot. What matters is the direction that I'm moving, right? So when I have those goals figured out, the next part is the thing that actually is going to get me there or close that gap. Is going to be two very specific things. For the leanness goal, it's hitting the right amount of macros and calories every day. Okay. And so all I'm keeping track of is, did I hit those targets today? Yes or no? That's it. And for training, did I squat and did I press today? Yes or no? And so starting off this month, the last 30 days, I hit about 45% of the days to hit my calories and my macro targets, and I hit about 35% on training, right? And so now that's my baseline. So I'm like, okay, cool. Why? Now I can start to ask helpful questions. See, the thing that most people do, and as with me in the past, is I miss a couple of days and then I feel shitty, and then I'm like, okay, well, I'll just start next week. And then that turns into, a month or 2 months or 6 months or whatever it is. And so you never really, because you're so focused on, oh, I need to be perfect, you never really accumulate enough days of saying yes, so you don't actually you don't change the physiology, you don't move the needle. Like, I want a goal of being ripped, the only thing that matters is did I eat the right amount of calories? Did I hit my targets? So that's all I gotta worry about. All I have to think about and worry about in today is, did I hit those targets? If I don't do that, and I'm so busy, oh, well, I'm not, I didn't do it this week, or I didn't do it the last 3 days, I'm not gonna get ripped. I'm going to feel shitty, and the likelihood that I continue to rack up good, like, check marks goes down. Versus if I have, okay, how many days am I hitting it? How many days did I miss? What caused those misses? And then I can address those misses with literally, it literally takes, I'll give you an example. Like I'm looking at my macros. What caused me to miss? Okay, that's very simple. Did I even have a plan for that day? What does that entail? Did I even spend any time thinking of what I was actually going to do? That's different from feeling bad that I'm not ripped, or feeling bad that I missed the blah, 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 or feeling bad and thinking, oh, it's so hard. That is completely irrelevant. Like, that is not an action that will produce the result. The only thing that removes body fat is decreasing the amount of calories coming in versus the amount used. So all my questions need to be pointed to that, right? And so, okay, what caused those misses? I know for me is if I don't plan ahead what the bulk of my food is going to be, and primarily focusing on protein, like where am I going to get my 175 grams of protein, and how am I going to knock out a big chunk of that, then the likelihood that I hit the target for the day goes down. I might still be able to hit it, but I increase the cognitive demand, how much thinking I gotta do, the emotion, the worry, the stress, and that eventually fails. Versus, so this is where I talk about the keystone food. The keystone food, which I talked about in a recent Instagram post, is it allows you, so the things that would qualify something as a keystone food is it allows you to hit a majority of your protein, so it's protein heavy, okay? It is low in overall calories. It tastes good to you. That's very important. And it's fast and easy in cooking, prep, and cleanup. Right, if you can lock in on the keystone food, the likelihood that you hit your targets for that day goes up. And for me, my keystone food is burritos. That's like my go-to. I get like 100 grams of protein, right? And it's delicious, it's fast, easy, all that stuff. So it checks off all the boxes. So number one, when I think about, okay, what am I going to do? I need to get my burrito. So whether I'm going to make them the day before or the day of, either way, it takes 25 minutes. Like, I've timed it over and over again. Like 27 minutes, start to finish, clean up to clean, start to clean up, 27 minutes. And I got usually about 4 burritos that will give me a huge amount of protein for very little amount of calories and very delicious. And then I fill in around that, and then the filling in is part is easy. Like, then you're left with a bunch of carbs and fats, and that's the fun stuff, right? So that's always easy to hit. And so I think about the keystone food, how am I going to get it? And the other part of this is I eliminate variation and variability in my diet. So I don't want to have to, because this is how I explained this. Like, okay, think about, if you have one menu, you've solved the problem once, you're cool with it, it tastes good to you, you enjoy it, you love it, and it's all hitting off all the markers for the calories and the macros. You solved it, it's done. But if you're every day, you got to figure out what you're going to eat because you can't eat the same thing because you want to eat something different, that's fine, but now you have to solve 365 problems, whereas I solved it once and put it on repeat. Not that that can't be done, but the percentage of people who are super ripped and have a huge variety and are constantly changing their foods is very low, if any. I actually don't know anybody who gets super fucking lean who eats something different every single day. Because they all know that the more you remove variety and variability, the more predictable you make your results, the less, you know, variation in the calories, because you don't have to figure everything out, the less you got to think, all of that stuff, right? And so that's how I go about now. That allows me to do that. I'm like, okay, cool. And this is why I always talk about equanimity. Evenness of temper, not being emotionally high or emotionally low, staying in the middle, not having not putting meaning on things, just observing it and then deciding what to do with it. That's it, right? Equanimity is the three E's, one of the three E's of the strength method. And so then with training, it goes, it's the same question, like, okay, what caused me to miss all those days, okay? And for me, I know if I don't do it early in the day, then it becomes stressful and the chance that it gets done goes down. It might still get done, but I want to increase my likelihood of getting it done and putting a check mark in that day's box. And the way that I do that is getting it done earlier. So for me, that's usually before noon. Like, if I can get it done before noon, I'm good, because then the rest of the day, I'm not thinking about it, right? And these things feed into each other. Like, the more emotion you allow, or the more emotional reactions and responses you have, the less likely that you're able to make a decision that is beneficial to you. So that's the whole name of the game. And you know, watch that Instagram reel. And, you know, if you want help, or if you want that spreadsheet, I'll send it to you, or the one that I personally use. Or if you want to talk about it, shoot me a message. Rambeer@sansebarbell.com, or find me on Instagram, rambeer.sangera, and I can help you out, put together a game plan. So if you're interested in coaching, same thing, reach out to me, we can talk, see what you're trying to do, whatever. But it's simple. Make things simple. Don't make things complicated.